Oh, Uptown Girl.
Can you hear music?
Yeah, I can hear it. Oh.
I can hear the music.
I can't hear it in the speakers. Okay. Hello, everyone.
You need to pause it, though.
Oh, sorry. I can't hear anything.
There it is.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Uptown Girls,
where we talk about the
uptown,
downtown,
and everything in between.
We're your hosts,
Abby Patterson
and Hannah Valero.
And you're listening to KHGX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. Yes, welcome back, guys, to another episode of Uptown Girls. So today, we're continuing our special month of guests. Woo! All right.
Stop. Okay.
Give it up for Zach West and Royce Black.
Yay!
Hey guys, my name's Royce Black. I'm a freshman.
Economics major. I am from Austin, Texas.
From 77-23 Austin, Texas. That's my biggest personality trait, if you know me. And Zach?
I am Zach West. I am a sophomore here at Hendrix, although technically I'm a ninth-year senior.
Ninth year.
If you look at my transcript, I'm a chem
major.
English. I'm a chem major, English minor. And I'm from Mena and Arkadelphia and Hot Springs and all the towns between those towns. That's where I live.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So if you remember, and if you're an avid listener, you will know that Royce and Zach have been here. So
who out there is avid?
They're all avid.
Brothers.
Where are my avid listeners at?
Shout out to the avid listeners.
Okay, so guys, what has changed since the last time you were in this booth?
Well, last time I rolled up in some military fatigues feeling very nervous. and now I'm not nervous at all. I mean, I'm actually pretty calm, pretty chill. My heart rate is de-elevated. My eyes are not dilated.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so...
Yeah, his eyes aren't not dilated.
Yeah, they're really small, actually. Yeah, the light's not getting in. Anyway, no, I think I'm a lot more comfortable with KHDX 93.1 FM being in the booth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not much has changed for me since last time. I was actually talking about this earlier. I'm wearing the exact same T-shirt, possibly the same shorts. Also,
we've been trying.
Definitely the same shoes.
Yeah, for the last 3 months, we've been trying to get him to take them off, but he refuses.
I'm also not as nervous though. I think the first time I was kind of freaked out about like hearing yourself and stuff like that.
But yeah.
We've gotten over it at this point.
Good.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So, one thing I love about these two guys is that they're full of hobbies.
If one thing about Zach and Royce, they have a hobby.
They have a hobby. You can ask them something and they know the answer because of their freaking hobbies.
Yeah.
So, guys, let's talk about some hobbies.
Oh, let's let Roy start.
No. I wanted you to finish the sound.
Oh, Rebecca hobbies.
Past hobbies.
Okay, yeah, past hobbies. Let's go.
So I'd say my biggest past hobby that I can't do right now, sadly for a lack of...
Rocks.
Yeah, rock. A good rock climbing gym here. I can't rock climb, sadly. Related to that also... If you know me, if you're an avid listener of the show, you know I'm an REI employee, which means I know everything about outdoors gear. I'm into the outdoors, hiking and such. I'm also into classical music and music in general because I went to a bunch of fine arts school when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear classical music right now?
I cannot. I'm into mechanical pencils, clothing, road biking, F1 racing. There we go. This is so eloquent. And I'm also pretty into art.
For me, historically, I would just like to say that a lot of my hobbies are based around what I call a mechanical fixation. I'm really into just all things mechanical.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can. Looks like a Pike's Peak. So anyway, to list them off, I've been into the cars, watches, pens, pencils, planes, trains, famous brains, denim, and skateboarding.
What's famous brains?
Some of those rhyme.
Just like that was sort of the By famous brains, I just mean like rappers.
I'd also like to assert that BMX and skateboarding into mine also.
Ooh, skateboarding.
Oh, I'd like to insert art into mine and mechanical pencils. I felt like that fell under the...
I'd also like to insert languages into mine.
Okay, so what are your present hobbies?
You can go first, Sash.
Currently, I'm really into schoolwork.
Yes!
I'm a big volunteer coordinator. So I love volunteering and also birds.
Birds.
I think I sort of have this hobby where I make professors like parental figures in my life. And so I love assigning my professors like a familial relation.
Oh, yeah.
So shout out Dr. Tinsley if you're listening.
School dad.
That's my dad.
I'd say right now, I'm definitely most into road biking. If you're an avid listener,
he does not have a bike on campus.
I do not have a bike on campus, sadly. I do have a wonderful bike at home that's coming up here for spring break. But while I had COVID, maybe was it 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Having COVID is a habit that me and Royce both share.
We did.
Yeah.
You shared it with me.
Yeah.
Road bike racing, road bikes in general, good road bikes, bad road bikes, what makes them good, racing tactics,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm also really into trying to become a better writer right now.
Wow.
After a discussion I had with the wonderful Dr. Christy McKim, she kind of opened my eyes about how writing can be beneficial.
Oh, I've also got to state another hobby I'm really into right now is rapping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that one's almost like a given at this point.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know That's me since lifestyle. Last time, I've gotten a lot better at rapping.
Yeah, Zach could just drop a bar at any moment.
Can I just a beat real quick?
Yeah, lay a beat guys. Down. I'm here in the KHDX booth to spit to the listeners the absolute truth. I'm gonna... Sorry, guys. The mic cut out there. I don't think you heard the end of that. I had this, like, quintuple entendre about the booth and its relationship to the tooth.
Stealing the pennant, like the pen. It's a penitentiary also.
Yeah.
Baseball term.
Yeah, Anyways, you'll never know. To miss that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about in the future? What do you see your future selves doing, hobby-wise?
I'd really like to get into welding.
That's cool.
When it comes to fastening, I feel like many people rely too much on bolting and riveting techniques, whereas welding is almost a pure, more integrated form of fastening metal on metal. And so I think I'd like to get more. I'd like to get into welding, quite frankly, and also detailing. While currently I know quite a bit about auto detailing, I think I could take it up another level if given the time and the space to pursue it.
I think that I forgot to mention this also. Running as a past/recent hobby, I'm currently crippled because of some shin splints for a while at this point. But
debilitating shin splints.
Kind of into running and getting into biking now. I think I'm only one step away from just becoming a triathlete, or at least getting really into triathlon.
Unfortunately, Royce can't swim.
I can swim very well, actually.
What are you trying to replace the swimming with, Royce?
I'm trying to make a rock climbing triathlon.
Oh, okay.
Where you start and you run to a mountain or like a cliff face.
Yeah.
You climb it and then you bike to the finish. I think it'd be really good. And it's kind of reinventing the sport.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I was thinking alternatively, you could bike to a mountain and then bike up the mountain and then bike to the finish line.
You could also just call that a road race if you wanted to.
I really love listening to y'all's hobbies.
I know.
I wish I was a hobby girl.
I do too. I have like one hobby.
What is it?
Collecting records.
Oh, collecting. Yes. Yes, she does.
I think there's an issue with having hobbies though. And it's that, I don't know about you, Zach, but I feel like I can never stick with one hobby.
Yeah.
I'm so into them.
I'm too hobby centric. Like I'll hop from hobby to hobby. Yeah. Like, and then,
hobby
like,
hopper.
I'll forget what
hobby
I know.
Hobby hopper.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big-time hobby hopper, but I'll forget what I know. So, like, I'll have to, like, sometimes I'm like, man, what's the difference between urethane and polyurethane? And I'll have to, like, go back into my knowledge and dig for a minute before I can find it. So, and honestly, your appreciation for the world might be a little greater if you just stick to a few key hobbies instead of having a million small ones.
Just dial that information.
And it's a lot cheaper too, because when you're starting a hobby, you're like, oh, I need to get this $60,000 Lotus road bike with full carbon set up, and you know, and then like 3 weeks later, you're like cleaning your garage out, and you're like, oh man, what did I even get that for?
So true.
Shout out to everyone with a garage out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into our three songs now.
Yeah. Y'all enjoy.
Enjoy.
Two from, wait. Oh, one from Zach, one from Royce, and one from me.
One from Abby, one from, yeah.
Yeah.
Royce and Zach.
Yeah, okay. That's, bye. Yeah. Yeah, bye. Okay, bye, guys. Turned it blue.
I'd like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
Welcome back. You're listening to
Uptown Girls
on KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. You just heard Mercedes Benz by Janis Joplin, Holiday from Weezer's Blue album, and at the top of the set was Blue Orchid from the White Stripes' Get Behind Me, Satan album. In case you forgot, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Abby.
And this is
Uptown Girls.
And our special guest today is
Royce Black
and Zach West.
Wow. Me. Okay, so our second segment will be tea time.
Tea time.
Somebody do a little sizzling noise. Tea time. Awesome. So
sometimes the tea's like whistling. It's like.
Yeah.
Wait, Royce, whistle for us real quick.
Oh, yeah, drop some whistles.
Yeah.
That's literally insane. That's
could you do like a deep whistle? Like a.
Dude, yeah, that one.
I've been working on becoming the world whistling champion recently. It's another just like side project.
That's another movie whistling.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So today we're all going to go around and say our controversial takes. And then we're going to weigh in on them. Do we agree? Do we disagree? Are we in the middle? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Let's find out. So, Abby, you start us off today.
Okay, my first hot take is that the Marvel franchise is overrated. Yeah.
I agree. I hate Marvel.
The movies are too long, and there's just too much to keep up with, and I'm not watching all of them to find out.
Okay.
So I'm not going to agree with you completely, but I'm not going to disagree. I think that Marvel's has made some great movies, mm-hmm. but they are all so like formulaic. It'd be like
they're all the same.
Yeah, it'd be like, I guess, I don't know, writing a song, but it's like the same
template.
Yeah, and yeah. You just have a few words you change each
yeah.
time.
I
kind of agree. Well, no, I don't agree. I
you
think
like them?
I love the MCU, but the new movies you're coming out with right now suck, and they should have just ended with the last what was it? Endgame?
I'll actually say I didn't like Endgame. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I really did not care.
I never watched it. I didn't watch Endgame or Infinity Wars.
I thought Infinity Wars was better, actually. I thought Endgame was just, like,
yeah,
boring.
I agree.
They got too complex, too. Like, I think, do you know how expensive it is to go see every new Marvel movie when it drops? It's like, oh, what are you doing this Saturday? Oh, going to see Black Widow. Oh, what are you doing next Saturday? Oh, going to see the Black Wasp. Oh, what are you doing next Saturday? Oh, the Green Thumb got a new Marvel release or whatever.
Yeah, they're just, I don't like the Marvel universe now, but Like Iron Man, come on.
I mean, I do agree. Like they did have a few good movies.
The first Thor movie?
Yeah.
The what?
First Thor. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is my favorite.
That one hits like Barry Bonds.
Oh god.
Dang, Zach. What a reference.
Okay, sorry. Do you have more hot takes, Abby?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, she'll comment on that later. All right. Yeah. Royce.
I've got a couple lined hit up, us. So I'm just gonna hit you guys with them and we can respond.
All right. Yeah.
So first one, I hear a lot of slander towards Weezer. I'd like to assert that Weezer is good.
Okay.
And I'd like to say I don't like Zendaya. I don't think Zendaya is that great of an actor in movies. I like Euphoria. I like Zendaya in Euphoria, and that's it. Otherwise, do not like her.
What, did you like her to Shake It Up?
No. Well, the one thing I can think of recently is Dune. She comes in at the end of the movie, and like I still see her as like a child actor from Disney or Nickelodeon or whatever she did. So I can't take her
seriously
in serious roles, so I don't like her.
That's the Disney Channel curse.
Yeah, and then I don't really think Stranger Things is that crazy, and it kind of ends the same way every single season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of got to agree with the Zendaya one. Like, the Disney Channel curse is hard to break, and like,
I don't know how you guys feel about her in the Spider-Man movies. I just do not think she's
bland.
That funny.
I only saw one. Yeah, like, it is bland.
I feel like her roles also sort of like stick with Disney-like themes or like Disney-like characters.
Yeah.
Like, let's see Zendaya as like a helicopter pilot in the middle of like a war.
Yeah.
You think about it, Euphoria is kind of just more...
Put her in a World War II movie.
Yeah, let's see her in a historical film. I want to see her in like Vietnam. Some gangster noir.
I think Zendaya is beautiful.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
Zendaya is breathtaking to me. I don't really see her as a child actor. I don't like... Euphoria kind of just changed everything for mm-hmm. me. But you know how in Euphoria everyone gets naked?
Yeah.
Zendaya is the only one who doesn't because yeah. of... She's still seen as
like a child. Actor. Yeah.
Mm. Me and Royce are the reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
For yeah.
Her as a child actor, yeah. You're welcome, Zendaya.
I kind of agree with Royce on Stranger Things, though.
I agree too.
I think after I liked the first season.
Yeah, first season when it first came out was like.
Like, that was crazy.
It was a little scary, honestly.
Yeah.
But. The second season I did not like, or really the third.
I'm a Stranger Things hater. Like we were just talking off air how Euphoria, like I think it should end.
Mm-hmm.
This is with Stranger Things too. Like they keep pushing it because they know they're gonna get
so much money
and like talk.
They honestly could have ended it.
They could have ended it season two even. Like
agreed.
Season one and season two.
Yeah,
so
we
good.
Do not need season five.
I feel like, yeah, five seasons. Because the thing about Stranger Things is it's so cool, but so much of its coolness relies on like nostalgia.
Yeah.
And like you can only eat so much nostalgia before you're full.
Yeah, exactly.
So true, Zach.
And so like, I feel like it would have been a great 2-season show.
Yeah, they just want money.
They do.
And then the whole thing with like, I was seeing like, how really the characters in the show haven't aged, but the actors age so much. Weird.
It is weird.
Wait, also, can we like point out that like the longest running shows don't have crazy premises? Like Simpsons with like what 5,296 seasons? It's like it's just life but animated.
It's just life but animated. Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy should have ended, and that's my
It should have ended after Derek died.
The thing with Grey's Anatomy is every episode's the same. They just change one thing. It's like a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but I like Grey's Anatomy.
I love Grey's Anatomy. Okay.
Hot take, I don't like Grey's Anatomy.
No, but I understand the haters, but I'm never a hater. For Grace.
And Weezer, I can't really comment or deny because
I'm not slowly turning into like a Weezer enjoyer.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I feel like I just. Yeah.
I don't know why he gets a bad rep. I don't understand that lore.
Because I feel like there are some really bad songs.
Oh.
They had some really questionable stuff.
But the good outweighs the bad.
I really like. Oh, I didn't get to listen to Holiday, but I like that one.
Well, we'll listen to it.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, Zach, what are you doing over there?
Sorry.
What are your hot takes?
So I've got three lined up, similar to Royce. Number one, Nike does not make good clothing.
Okay.
Shoes, clothes, whatever it is, it's all crap. I don't think Nike has produced anything, like, especially in the, like, shoes. We'll subdivide saying that they have shoes and clothing. I honestly don't think either of them are that good. Like, Nike shoes have good silhouettes and they have good colors, but, like, materials and comfort-wise, they're absolute not... they're pretty bad.
Were they ever good?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the past, like, their materials were probably a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't get me wrong on the orange Nike t-shirt with the blue big check mark that all the boys in middle school wore.
Oh my gosh, I had one.
I did not have one.
I dressed like a middle school boy.
But like, so let's take their most classic iconic shoe, the Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty like, comfortable.
No, okay, they're pretty comfortable, but like
mine busted up. Yeah, like quick.
They crease and they get that banana shape. Mm-hmm. Like they crease and then the toe stays up.
Yeah,
what happened there?
Okay, I don't know.
I'm wearing blazers right now, and the tongue on the blazer is literally just like low durometer foam with like sewing fabric on either side.
Oh yeah, and it's not even like you can see the foam.
Yeah. It's stuff like that, and then their clothes are just like. Nike clothes are more expensive than like the stuff you get at Walmart, and the stuff at Walmart's better.
Yeah,
like, I agree.
Where my like Nike socks, for example, I am currently repping a pair of Fruit of the Looms that
I wear
had
Hanes.
For, like, yeah, Hanes,
and they're better than Nike socks.
And Nike socks are like $20 for a pack of six, and they get holes in them. They look bad. Nike doesn't make Nike like little fact in case you didn't know. Nike doesn't make any of its clothes out of like. Naturally derived materials like cotton. It's all for like polyester and vinyl. So like that's why the leather on the shoes creases so bad is because it's plastic and then it stays that way. And then the clothes, like, I don't know, like Nike clothes smell. Do you guys know what I mean? Like if you wear Nike clothes and they and like you get them to stink, you can't ever wash that out.
The Nike smell.
Okay. Take two. Taco Bell is not good and has never been good and won't be good. Not a single item on the menu is worth it.
Zach, I agree. I agree.
Ooh, the old 3-1 split.
It's just
defend your position, Royce.
The thing is about Taco Bell, it's really not great food, but it's got the signature taste.
Yeah.
And it's so cheap. And like just sometimes late at night or like my dad and I, whenever we're on road trips, we'll indulge in some Taco Bell. And it's kind of just great.
I would demolish like a vegetarian option in Taco Bell like right now. Low-key.
I don't know. I've never liked it.
I just feel like Taco Bell is not a safe food. Like, if you, like if you're frail, if you're recovering from sickness, like, you're one chalupa away from, like, just being gone. Like, you know, when I had COVID, like, at the height of it, if they had brought me a quesarito, like, no way I would have came out of that. Or when they introduced the Doritos taco, I had one of those, and I got so incredibly sick. Like,
well, just from the products that you've listed, you can see, like, the ingenuity that they have.
Imagine making
a Dorito into a hard shell for a taco is insane. And then whoever thought about making a burrito but the tortilla is just a quesadilla? That's insane.
But I don't think any of it's actually better. Like, I just feel like it's all like
okay, but yeah, the quality is not
the quality
there.
Sucks, no, but yeah, it still tastes good on occasion.
I want some Taco Bell right now.
Yeah,
I want to. I mean, I would take a Baja Blast.
Oh yeah,
I don't even think I'd get a water from Taco Bell.
Okay, well, you're a hater.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big hater. They don't, like, if your restaurant doesn't have... No, I'm about to sound so American, but they don't even have fries. Like,
They had... One thing I did like was the...
The nacho fries.
I want some nacho fries.
If you didn't have Spotify Premium, you knew about those nacho fries. Basically every single ad was a nacho fries ad.
Okay, well, apparently I'm the only Taco Bell hater.
No, Zach, I'm still a hater.
It's just not good food.
I'm in between... I'm gonna taste some now, and between this episode and next one, I'll have some Taco Bell.
And she's gonna review it.
Confession: I have not had Taco Bell since the fourth grade because it repulses me so much.
So you can't say anything.
I can't bring myself to eat it. Every time I see it, it looks just terrible. Like, the best Taco Bell meal is gonna look like orders of magnitude worse than like the worst thing you could get at like. Rallies, which is another restaurant I consider to be pretty bad.
I think Taco Bell's better than Rally's.
I'd eat at Carl's Jr.'s before I ate at Taco Bell.
Carl's Jr.? No way.
Carl's Jr. actually has really good fries.
I'd eat a rib meal at Carl's Jr. before I ate it.
That's crazy.
What about the McRib?
I'd eat a McRib before I got a beef taco from Taco Bell.
What about those fish sandwiches, like the fish fillets from McDonald's?
Okay, those
have
are
really
good.
Interesting history.
They're good.
Okay, I have my last one. This might get you. Would you rather eat a Long John Silver? It's like a lot of it.
Oh.
Because that is terrible.
Okay, well, if it was like a child size meal, yeah, but a lot of it, like.
You get like a whole combo.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what they serve, but I've never been there.
The seven piece silver combo? Yeah, that would take me out.
Captain's combo.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I think between Long John Silver's and Taco Bell, I'd probably just walk the plank. Okay, final tank. Oatmeal raisin cookies are the best.
They
cookies.
Are, Zach. I 100% agree with that.
You can't. Okay.
Disagree.
Speaking of foods that will, like, kill you, like, at my age now, one chocolate chip cookie away from, like, ending my day.
They make me feel so sick.
Yeah,
but oatmeal raisin?
No.
I could eat six.
The texture of oatmeal raisin is just more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's really good? Oatmeal chocolate chip. Like, now there's.
I would do that.
Oh, no. Adding oatmeal to a cookie just makes it better. Why haven't we had oatmeal macadamia nut?
Oh, I was just thinking.
Oatmeal macadamia nut would be good.
Okay, I am only an oatmeal and raisin hater because I hate raisins.
I like raisins.
Wait. So I've been talking about. So I eat oatmeal craisin cookies.
Ooh.
I would
demolish that.
Because the oatmeal craisin, you get a little bit of this, like, tartness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I think it's better than oatmeal raisin, but.
What?
Oh,
Zach is
so
disturbed.
I feel like the raisins sort of
knock it till you try.
People always like to hate on the raisin.
Yeah, I hate raisins.
But it's such a
it's the best part of the cookie.
It's a good part of the. I don't know. I just
okay.
Like, I feel like if you hate raisins, you're kind of missing the point of the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Okay, and then I will have also some raisins and some oatmeal raisins and cookies, and I'll review it.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't.
Next episode is going to be a mukbang with Andrew Kerr and Elliot. Okay, guys, we have to play our song.
Wait, can we do Hannah's hot take really quick?
Hannah, what's your hot take?
I forgot what my hot take was going to be.
Drop the hottest take.
Oh, was it about Euphoria?
No, I forgot
the
what
office?
I was going to say. I mean, I'm a pretty judgmental. I'm pretty judgmental. But silently,
mm-hmm.
Nicely. So I can, like, have a whole radio show about hot takes. But I guess one would be. I don't know. I'll come back.
You can think about
I'll
it.
Think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy some of these
some
next
of the songs.
Songs.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. To travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Telling me to go home, but it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own. Lot of years went by with my hands tied up in your ropes, forever and ever, no more. The midnight sky is the road I'm taking.
All right, welcome back, guys. You're listening to Uptown Girls on KSHX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. You just heard Edge of Midnight from Miley Cyrus's Plastic Hearts album, Suzanne from Leonard Cohen, Songs of Leonard Cohen's album, and at the top of the set was Mass Romantic from the new Pornographer's Mass Romantic album. In case you forgot, I'm Abby.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Uptown Girls.
Uptown Girls.
And our special guests today are
Royce and West.
Yeah.
I would like to give a quick shout out to Miss Ann Tran for listening.
Shout out.
Shout out to Austin 512.
Yeah, shout out to the 512. Shout out to Clutch Cafe, HEB. Shout out to Bucky's. What?
That's super huge in Austin.
Shout out to the REI. High school. Shout out to all those fine arts academies out there.
There's only one. There only could ever be one.
Yeah. I love you, Anne.
There can also only ever be one Anne, so shout out to her.
I love you. Shout out 512, she just said.
Oh, wait, she's just beginning to hear what we're saying.
Okay, so my hot take is that Austin sucks.
Oh!
You've never visited Austin.
No, I know, but solely because Anne's there and I want her to come back.
Yeah, I
valid.
I kind of agree with this one. Austin has, I'll like admit, Austin has some like uniqueness to it, but I think compared to like a city like Hot Springs, it just totally
I think so too, Zach.
Honestly, I do think that Hot Springs is like one of the most interesting cities I've ever been to.
Yeah. Well, and like, yeah, there's not much like, there's nothing cool and unique about Hot Springs, like in terms of like infrastructure and commerce, like there is with Austin, but like hot water.
Okay, guys. Let's do our closing grows.
Glows and grows time. Okay, guys. So in case you forgot, glows and grows are the good and the bad things that have happened to our days and our week. Who wants to start us off?
Anne.
Let's go, Anne. I can start off.
Okay, go
so
for it, Hannah.
My glows is Miss Hendrix was yesterday.
Yes, Miss really Hendrix.
If you don't know what Miss Hendrix is, it is our drag show, mm-hmm. our local, our school drag show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an actual drag show, not like some freaking.
It's a crazy like it's, high production.
It, it's like,
it's really high production.
And I was a backup dancer for My Labia.
Yes, and Hannah was the star of the show. Yeah. She stole the show. She was so good.
Yeah. Thank you. And my girl, though, I mean, was that last week was really, really tough on me. Tech mm-hmm. week was rough, and like, yeah. schoolwork was really rough for me. So, yeah. But glow for today, I cleaned my room.
Yay! Yes, you did.
I did a lot. I dusted.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
I washed my sheets.
Oh!
Wow. I cleaned.
Wow.
Okay, somebody else go.
Okay, so I'll go, I guess. My glows from this week. Probably Miss Hendrix. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The show was a lot of fun. And it was kind of emotional, too.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm really happy with the winner.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. And I just had a good night. Glows for the day. I don't know. I had a matcha this morning, so that was pretty good. And then my grows is I've been sick for 2 weeks and I have developed a rash.
Oh yeah.
It's I don't know what it is. So oh, that's not well, awesome.
No, that's not.
All right. Someone else go.
I'll go next.
4-4-4.
I think that probably Miss Hendrix was a glow of my week. It was a pretty difficult week otherwise because I'm coming back from having COVID and film has just been like stacking essays.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone decided to schedule tests for next week. So
yeah.
I'm going to be pretty busy coming up. But it's also, I think, one of my glows is getting to do work again because for a while I was pretty fatigued because of COVID and now I'm kind of getting some of my energy back.
That's good.
Good.
We're willing to do work, and I've gotten some essays knocked out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome.
Good.
Well, I guess it's my turn. We'll start off with the glows. The glows.
Yeah.
I personally hated Miss Hendrix, and I thought it was pretty poorly done. I'm just joking. Shout out to all my Miss Hendrix lovers
out
there.
Shout out to Elliot Allen.
Shout out to Elliot Allen.
I am speaking up.
I did like Miss Hendrix a lot. It was really good. Yesterday I also went and saw my old manager from work. Shout out Zach Hamilton.
Played some D&Bs.
Yeah, we kind of tore up Dave and Buster's, which wow. If you've never been to Dave and Buster's, it's just like a casino for children.
Yeah.
And so it actually went kind of hard.
It is. It's, yeah.
I can throw some skee balls, let me tell you. But that was a really good, Miss Hendrix was really good. And then, like, I just think generally, like, pretty recently I've done a good job of like having a lot going on and having a ton to balance and just like ignoring that and still like being pretty positive and happy. Like the other night I had to stay up till like 3 to get my work done.
Oh.
But I still like,
was it the lit theory essay?
No, it was not. It was the OChem 2 lab.
Okay.
But I feel like I still just, like, even when that stuff gets me down, like, I still kind of, like, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's spring, but I don't go all, like, panic spring mode. Life is terrible. And then my grows is that I'm still, like, doing a terrible job in school and nothing's going. No.
No.
But, like, actually, like, I have not, like, truly been done with my work ever since the semester started.
I feel the same way.
Like,
yeah.
I'd just kill for, like, a day where, like, I could just be like, oh, I don't have much going on. But unfortunately, like, I have so much just large stuff going on all the time.
Well, it's because you're an important guy, Zach. Yeah.
I don't know about that. But I'm just, like, really tired of, like, my classes working against me.
Yeah.
I just want to keep talking.
Yeah.
Why don't we just...
We could keep talking.
Not play the songs.
It's okay. I didn't like Royce's anyway.
I didn't like yours either. Oh. It's a black violin song.
It goes hard.
Like something you would hear on Vine for like an edit. Like a football edit or something.
How do you feel about that, guys?
I disagree, personally.
Okay.
Let's all do an Ali G impression.
No.
Booyakasha!
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. That was good, Hannah.
I didn't do my grow for today.
What's your grow?
My throat hurts.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
COVID's finally knocking on your door.
Stop!
No, it's not.
No,
I'm
it's joking. Not.
I knocked on the wood just now.
You know what? You know what my hot take is?
What?
You're lame if you got COVID this year.
Oh.
That's messed up.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
And if you got COVID three times.
Oh.
Looking across the table.
Shout out to my, anyone out there who's had COVID four times, you got me beat. But otherwise, I've got most of the population. I've proven to them that I am not only stronger, but more equipped to deal with turmoil.
Yeah.
What do you think is the highest amount someone has gotten COVID?
Let's look it up.
Seven.
Seven?
Times,
yeah.
Maybe.
10.
Okay.
I think it's like 17. I think.
Oh, whoa.
I think maybe like a nurse or something who's like around.
Oh, probably. That would make sense.
Wait, so Abby and Hannah, have you guys never had it?
I had it once. I
had it twice.
In
oh, wait.
July.
BBC News. The man who tested positive for COVID 43. This is just testing positive.
Like but he didn't have it on 43 times. Occasions?
No, it says he tested positive 43 times, but like he could have just false positive.
Or he could have taken those 43 tests in one day.
Yeah.
It says he just had COVID for 290 days.
That's insane.
Like straight?
There's something. Yeah, there is a thing of long-term COVID.
Whoa.
It sucks.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
So he had to like isolate the whole time?
I could hardly take isolation for 5 days. It was pretty awful.
Yeah, I would not like to isolate like here.
Yeah, imagine like it's like 3/4 of a year and you're like still in your same room getting calf food delivered to you.
Yep.
Mm.
Same calf meal almost every day. It was really, thank you. It was good selections though.
Yeah, Royce, tell us about some of your crazy selections that you got from the calf. From Zach.
I got a
and Hannah.
Raw egg at one point. I'm glad I didn't accidentally. It was a good thing that I just wasn't feeling a hard-boiled egg. I also got like a small like ketchup-sized thing. What do you call that little ketchup container?
Cereal.
A plastic ketchup container.
Yeah, like one. Like one of those ketchup saucers you put
ketchup in. And it had cereal in it.
But it was full of cereal.
I didn't eat that, actually. Kind of just tossed it. It was too goofy for me at the time. Otherwise, just was a lot of salads and stuff like that.
I was really hoping he'd be like reading a book or something, or like and eating that egg, and he'd like crack it, and like it would get all over his book, or, like in his computer. Like I was hoping he would crack the egg on his computer, and like the egg would get all in his keyboard.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Oh, sorry. Another glow of my week. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got accepted to do summer research.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, Hannah! Yay.
And tell him.
Same.
Yay. Yay! Zach, what's your summer research?
The same as Hannah's.
Birds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yay! Y'all are going to do it together. Assuming, that's so fun.
That's assuming Dr. Hicks doesn't hit me with some crazy research proposal because she also wants to meet with me.
Oh.
But unless she's like...
nuclear testing.
Yeah, I don't know that anything else I could get on campus would be as good a deal as the research I have now. So.
And my best friends are going to be in Conway over this summer. Yeah. Yay!
And Hannah.
You guys do have a crazy schedule, though,
yeah,
for waking up.
Oh, yeah. Let's tell them about our Sigma schedule.
We have to wake up at 3 or 4.
Whoa, well, no way.
Yeah, you have to wake up at 3 because we leave at 4.
To go where?
The field.
The field. That's what field research is.
Wow.
And what's crazy is that on those nights, we get back at 2.
2?
In the morning.
In the morning.
So, wait.
So you just stop sleeping.
Like a 12-hour?
No, I'm just
joking. Oh, okay.
But yeah, we have to wake up early, but we actually do get done by 2 in the p.m. So
oh, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah. And then, like, on our
regular... Cold showers only.
Yeah, you can only take cold showers. You've got to start, like, dry scooping protein.
And work out a lot. Like, you spend, like, from 2 to 7 after birding, just working out.
Yeah.
And after your workout, you've got to open up your laptop and, like... coffee shop and look at 500 pictures of the wood. Like this, it's the same picture 500 times every day, and you've got to say like if there's a squirrel in it.
Yeah, that's up for real.
You also
really
design like merchandise that says like Ballers Incorporated.
You've got to like send up drop shipping.
Become a forex trader.
Dabble in crypto. And she also recommends that you start a real estate program.
Hot take. Crypto is good.
What? I don't understand.
I'm kidding.
I think that crypto is viability, but it's been manipulated.
I feel like crypto is like the internet, and at this point, it's been disfigured into something that's only to profit the people who run it. Shout out to 12-foot ladder.
Yeah, hot take. I like Elon Musk.
What?
That's a terrible take. Yeah.
I am kidding. But I did. I had an Elon Musk phase where I genuinely did like him.
That's crazy.
At some point, but the second he came to Texas and started doing his whole little thing where he thinks he's a space cowboy all of a sudden. Because first of all, being from Austin is not like a desert. There are like no ranches in Austin city limits. There are no horses. There's no cowboys. Go to West Texas if you want to do that, Elon.
Also, like...
He's going to take that personally.
He's like the Joe Rogan of the car world.
Of the car.
Ooh,
world.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Teslas are good.
I actually like Teslas.
Okay,
that's
disagree. Teslas.
I don't
the
like
build
Teslas. They
terrible.
Suck.
The performance is pretty bad.
I like how they look from the outside.
They look
have
lame.
Terrible aesthetics. They look awful.
I don't like the
voices from Austin.
The colors are stupid.
Hot take.
The
I don't
colors
think
are the same as
I don't like
Austin.
How they have four wheels.
Hot take. I think Royce is actually not from Austin.
They're hard to work on.
I was almost, this is a crazy take. I was almost born in North Carolina, actually.
Whoa. Your whole personality
another
would be different.
Personality,
he'd be talking with a lip full of dip right now.
It was a possibility my name was going to be D-Boone, I believe. Mom, you can tell me if that's correct or not, but I would have been D-Boone Bleck from North Carolina, and it would have been kind of cool, honestly.
What does D-Boone mean, or where does that name come from?
I think it was kind of a joke between my parents, but.
Well, yeah, imagine D-Boone sitting in the booth right now.
I'd be talking like this. I am D-Boone Black.
D-Boone.
Royce, tell him about what you want to name your kid.
I've been thinking about, well, I don't think I should have a kid, first of all, because I think I'd try and just make them the best at everything, which is probably not like,
yeah, but like,
it's not good. But also, it'd be so entertaining. It's like, you could just have like a kid that's insanely good at like the hobbies that you're interested in and fulfill the dreams that you can.
And live
vicariously. Yeah, you should live through
them.
Your kid. Awesome.
I'd do the same, but like, I would like make the hobbies really niche. Like my kid would be the best interior decorator
or, like,
in the state.
Dancing or like that'd be kind of cool to have a kid who's the best. But I've been thinking about naming him Horatio or Archibald, something like. I just think it's a great name.
Ichabod, come here.
Anne told me that she said that somebody saw Elon Musk jogging downtown, and he said that they look like a chunky monkey.
Elon is a chunky monkey.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember that game where it was like three monkeys and it was like in the middle and monkey in the middle.
Monkey in the middle. Monkey in the middle. Yeah, I do remember that.
Did you ever play Foursquare?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Foursquare was pretty like elitist at my school. There was a whole like hierarchy and stuff like that.
Really?
There was a lot of, it wasn't even fun because you'd like just make agreements between people about who was going to get someone out and then you end up just not playing the game.
Oh.
I need a big boy. Okay, guys. Let's play at least one song.
Okay. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. Thank everyone for listening. Bye. We hope you enjoyed.
Wait. Go slowly.
Do what slowly?
This.
Okay. We are your Uptown Girls. Abby.
And Hannah.
Yay.
Do you hear the outro music? Is that good?
I hear it.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
I think.
I hear
feet. You can turn it up a little.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Royce and Zach. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. See you next week at the same time, same place. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at UptownGirls_HGX to be updated. And we have blogs now, so go take a look at that at KHGX.fm. Okay, enjoy these next songs. I'm not sure which ones are going to play, but we've got...
Enjoy.
But just enjoy them, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Good night. Okay, what song should we play? Which one? Dirty Orchestra or Dirty Words?